from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
and welcome to the news Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. The Indonesian government acts quickly to address flooding in Jakarta and Bekasi. The European Union and Agence Française du Développement strengthen support for ocean sustainability in Indonesia. I am Ahmad Faisal, and this is the news in details. The European Union and Agence Française du Développement strengthen support for sustainable ocean management in Indonesia. Ofra Regina reports.
The French ambassador to Indonesia, Timur Leste, and ASEAN, Fabian Penon, stressed the importance of cooperation in marine research, especially in the Indo-Pacific region. He spoke at the signing ceremony of agreements to support the For an Evidence-Based and Sustainable Ocean Management Program on Wednesday.
France, with its vast maritime territory, has developed quite important expertise in ocean research, particularly also in the Indo-Pacific, and our two governments have decided that obviously this is an area where we should do more together. We want to do it on a bilateral basis, we want to do it with the EU, but we also want to do it in the international framework, especially within UN fora.
This initiative supports the European Union and Agence Française du Développement's commitment to strengthening sustainable ocean management. The European Union has allocated 7 million euros grant to Agence Française du Développement to help fund the program, part of the Global Gateway Initiative to improve sustainable ocean governance in Indonesia.
The Indonesian government acts quickly to address flooding in Jakarta and Bekasi area. Here is Desi Anugranov with the full report.
The Indonesian government is responding quickly to the flood in Jakarta and Bekasi. The Ministry of Social Affairs, together with the National Disaster Management Agency, has sent disaster response team and provided help to affected residents. Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf said that the ministry is focusing on delivering supplies and providing shelter.
Kementerian Sosial dalam menangani masalah bencana fokus pada.
The Ministry of Social Affairs focuses on two main areas, supplies and shelters. Many volunteers from various organizations are also helping, but the Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency is leading the evacuation under the National Disaster Management Agency coordination. All teams are on the ground and trained personnel are working hard to evacuate people to shelters or self-managed evacuation sites.
The Ministry of Social Affairs has allocated nearly 3 billion rupiah to provide different types of help to support residents affected by the flood in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi.
The Indonesian government is paying special attention to high-risk pilgrims such as the elderly and disabled. For this reason, the Indonesian government has requested additional Hajj companions from the Saudi Arabian government. Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar, in a meeting with the Indonesian House of Representatives on Tuesday, said the additional quota for Hajj companions is crucial to ensure the safety and comfort of Indonesian pilgrims and to ease the burden of Saudi Arabian government.
Estimasi 1.000 sampai 1.500 dari jemaah lansia, risiko tinggi dan difabel itu beserta dengan pendamping. Nah, inilah yang kami betul-betul, kami juga perjuangkan ke pemerintah Saudi Arabia agar pendamping haji ini jangan hanya sekitar 2.000 seperti yang menjadi ketentuan internasionalnya. Kami memberikan alasan yang sangat masuk akal, bahkan juga Menteri Hajinya dan juga
It is estimated that around 1,000 to 1,500 elderly, high-risk and disabled pilgrims will need companions. We are requesting the Saudi Arabian government to increase the quota for companions beyond the international limit of about 2,000. We have explained the importance of this and convinced the Saudi ministers of Hajj and Health. Our own people understand the language of our pilgrims, which makes it much easier to help them. More companions will make the Saudi government's job easier. Without this, they will face challenges. I am confident that adding more companions will ease the burden for the Saudi government and its staff.
Aparat dan pemerintah Saudi Arabia sendiri.
In 2025, Indonesia will receive a total of 221,000 Hajj pilgrims. Of that number, 203,000 will be regular pilgrims, while around 18,000 will be special pilgrims. However, Indonesia has only been allocated 2,200 companions to assist the pilgrims during their Hajj in Saudi Arabia. United Nations Women praise women advancements in Indonesia. Rama Sidki Pratama has the story.
The UN Women's Representative in Indonesia and ASEAN, Ulzi Suran Jamsran, praised the role of Indonesian women worldwide. In an interview on VOI Talk with the RRI Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday ahead of the International Women's Day, she said that Indonesian women leaders are now visible on global platforms.
And for the country, it's an important achievement that women started to actively engage. They're very visible. You know, Indonesian women leaders are very visible in global platforms. And we want to see more of those to be also confirmed and such practices to be further built by Indonesia at all levels of its governance and, of course, in its voice in international affairs.
Jamsran also highlighted Indonesia's efforts to increase women participation in the workforce by 25%, calling it a strong effort. She praised Indonesia's gender-sensitive budgeting, saying it is solid and well-founded. International Women's Day, first celebrated in 1911, is now promoted by the United Nations and is a day to support the progress of women around the world. Rama Sidki Pratama reported for Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo is pushing several government priority programs, one of which is the construction of public schools for poor and extremely poor families. More information will be reported by Dora Pardede.
President Prabowo Subianto held a meeting with the Red and White Cabinet at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. He discussed several government programs, including improving education access, strengthening the village economy, and fight against corruption. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya said the president emphasized the importance of education for all Indonesian children, focusing on developing public and excellent schools.
He will build public schools, excellent schools, and improve educational facilities to each remote areas, as well as infrastructure for learning.
Meanwhile, Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf said the president urged speeding up the construction of public schools. He encouraged working with local governments to open public schools quickly, especially for children from poor and extremely poor families. These schools will be boarding schools starting from elementary to vocational high school. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The Financial Services Authority sees Danantara playing a strategic role in boosting the performance of state-owned enterprises and increasing investment to support national economic growth. Again, Dora Parede reports.
The Financial Services Authority has welcomed the launch of the investment management agency Danantara, recognizing its strategic role in enhancing the performance of state-owned enterprises. This was shared by Chairman of the Financial Services Authority Board of Commissioners, Mahendra Siregar, during a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday. Mahendra explained that Danantara is also seen as capable of developing a more comprehensive strategy, particularly in increasing investments from the funds it manages to support and drive national economic growth.
Badan Pengelola Investasi Danantara, BPI Danantara, yang kami pandang.
The investment management agency Danantara is expected to play a strategic role in supporting the improved performance of the state-owned enterprises. It can implement a more comprehensive strategy, especially to increase investment from the funds it manages to strengthen and boost national economic growth.
Mahendra Siregar emphasized that under Law No. 4 of 2023 on the development and strengthening of the financial sector, the Financial Services Authority will oversee the financial industry, including state-owned banks, ensuring good governance and proper risk management. The authority will also collaborate closely with the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises and Danantara to achieve this goal. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 7 is working on the new tourism law to keep policies in line with current trends. This law continues from the previous session and is part of the 2025 national priority. Commission 7 is involving tourism stakeholders and associations from various regions for input. Deputy Chair of Commission 7, Rahayu, stressed the importance of improving the quality and sustainability of Indonesia's tourism. She hopes the new law will greatly benefit the community and help develop competitive tourist destinations. Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary, titled Action to Accelerate Women's Equality and Empowerment of Women.
Voice of Indonesia's commentary today is on accelerating action and empowerment of women. Women have a very important role in society, from being mothers, wives, to leaders and decision makers. However, many women still face discrimination, violence, and inequality in various aspects of life. March the 8th every year is commemorated as International Women's Day, which is a global day to celebrate the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. This day also marks a call to action to accelerate women's equality. International Women's Day has been around for more than a century, with the first meeting in 1911 supported by more than 1 million people. Today, International Women's Day belongs to all groups collectively everywhere. Quoted from the unwomen.org site, the theme of International Women's Day 2025 is for all women and girls, rights, equality, empowerment. This theme is very relevant to the current situation when women still face many challenges and discrimination in various aspects of life. This year's International Women's Day reminds everyone of the importance of accelerating action for gender equality. In fact, women's rights are not only about gender equality, but also about social, economic, and political justice. Women have the right to education, work, and health, both physical and mental, which are the same as men. However, there are still many women who have not achieved equality and are even faced with discrimination in various aspects of life. Therefore, action for gender equality must continue to be encouraged and accelerated. Some things that can be done include advocating for policies and programs that support equal rights for women and gender equality, raising awareness and education about its importance, and supporting and strengthening the role of women in society. By accelerating action for gender equality, a more equal, just, and prosperous society for all can be built. Happy International Women's Day 2025. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia.
Waktu dari embun pagi hari, bunga-bunga segar lagi berkembang harapan hati, hari bahagia menanti. Matahari kan bersinar lagi, hatiku untukmu, hanyalah untukmu ku serahkan. Kuasamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, it seems that we must end our togetherness on Indonesia today. I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program. And also we hope that what we have already given to you can improve your insight and also feel enjoyable on our segments and programs. Just make sure that you will never be alone, because we will always be with you to accompany your time, activities, or your days with our news, information, cultures, songs, and many more about Indonesia. And to all of you, especially for Muslim who would like to break your fasting, I hope that you can enjoy your fasting, enjoy your break in fasting with your family, with your friends, or with your college. The more the merrier. We hope that what you have already done can be your goodness and can improve and increase about your maybe togetherness and also friendship with your friends, and also love, dedication, loyalty to your family and also with friends. And listener, also we hope that stay tuned, so please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id, and still with our, you know, when you want like you would like to learn about Indonesian language, we have also another segments. This is what we call that Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, and also our music corner, including our Indonesian wonder that would like to accompany you, and also our Indonesian songs that would like to entertain you and accompany you for today's edition. Have a nice day and bye bye. Now, as the next song that would like to accompany you, the song is from Bunga Citra Lestari, Cinta Sejati.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Adu, which means ouch, oh, or wow, depending on the context. Adu is an interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. If you want to express pain, adu means ouch. If you want to express surprise, adu means oh or wow. This conversation takes place between Chris, a gemstone seller, at the Gemstone Craft Center in Martapura. Chris expressed surprise at the price of a ring decorated with an expensive sapphire stone. Let's listen to their conversations.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Aduh, mahal sekali, which means, oh, that's very expensive. Mahal sekali, which means very expensive. Berapa, which means how much. Harga, which means price or cost. Cincin, which means ring. Tiga, which means three. Juta, which means million. Rupiah, which means Indonesian rupiahs. Safir biru, which means blue sapphire. Asli, which means original. Martapura, which refers to Martapura City in South Kalimantan. In the conversation, you hear the statement, aduh, mahal sekali, which means, oh, that's very expensive. In this sentence, there is an interjection, aduh, which means oops, or ouch, or oh, which functions to express a feeling of surprise. In this sentence, the word aduh, which means oh, is followed by an expression about something that causes surprise, namely mahal sekali, which means very expensive. The expression mahal sekali, which means very expensive, refers to the price of the blue sapphire ring, which according to Chris is very expensive. Now, let's listen to other examples of the use of interjection adu, which means ouch or oh, or to tell surprise expression in another sentence. Aduh, dompet saya ketinggalan, which means, oh my, I forgot my wallet. Aduh, saya ketinggalan pesawat, which means, my, I missed my flight. Martapura is the capital of Banjar Regency in South Kalimantan Province. Martapura is known as the Diamond City because it has natural resources of precious stones and is a center for precious stones craft in Indonesia. Typical precious stones come from Martapura, including diamonds, emerald, rubies, sapphires, and carnelian. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Aduh. Aduh. An interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Papua titled Tatinggal di Papua. Written by Stephen Welly, this song is performed in the Papuan language and tells the story of someone deeply missing his hometown in Papua. The lyrics beautifully capture the essence of Papua's natural wonders, namely its majestic mountains, lush valleys, serene beaches, and the iconic bird of paradise. It's a song that makes you feel like your heart is left behind in the beauty of Papua. Well, listener, here is the song Tatinggal di Papua by Pace Noge. Enjoy!
Laut biru di Papua. tak sabar di hati dan tak terbendung lagi waktu itu. Lama memang ku tunggu kedatanganmu, sobat karibku. Datang telegram darimu 2 hari yang lalu.
Tunggu aku
di stasiun kereta itu 1:00. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus asik. Di depan ada polantas, wajahnya begitu buas, tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas, tancap gas sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00. Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam mungkin biasa. Kabar darimu 2 hari yang lalu. Tunggu aku di stasiun kereta itu 1:00. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus. Di muka ada polantas, wajahnya begitu puas, tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas, tancap gas sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00. Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam cerita lama. Sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00.
Bagiku
terbaik untukmu, kan ku jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kesengsaraan agar dapat
segala.